Parshas Mishpatim, Pesachim Hei Beit, Sal Tishmai, Fair Yinger Light, Shalom Ba'inyan, Shalom Ba'is. What? Oh, I was just talking about it. The Abbas of Nassim, Zayin Gimel, says the following. Al Tarba, Misha says, Al Tarba Sirichem Isha. Ketzad, what does it mean, Tarba Sirichem Isha? So, Yilchanash has a different Indian, as we know that means Stam shouldn't talk too much, but here's something else completely. Zman she'adam bala beis medrash le'hanogim b'kovid. Comes to beis medrash, they didn't give him any kovid. He got into a fight with the chavrusa or irim chaveroi. He got into a fight, went to the makolot. The guy spilled on him by soup, and shiva, something happened. He got all upset. They got into an argument. You know, taxi driver, you did this, that. You know, typical things happen all day, every day. This is my friend, and this is what he told me. Back and forth, you know, I said this, and he told me this, and I told him he's a meshugana, and I told him this. Back and forth, and I told him a fester stickle. Nesha boizes atzmai, mevazi yourself, as boizes chaveri, mevazi your chaver, the ishtoi. How you said, by COVID, your wife, as a mezvachabed Jew, or med as mesachei chalav, she thinks meshugana. Kimin sheshama chaver v'amar oily. Now his friend heard that you went to, you told your wife oily dvarim shebeini beino lebeini halach v'sachin liishtoi. Ninsa oisi boiz es atzmai ves ishtoi ves chaveroi. So here we have a normal situation. A person gets into a fight with somebody, and he feels, you know, who else is supposed to tell? You're supposed to vent to your wife. They vent to us. Why can't they vent to them? Why can't I complain to them? So I come home and I complain to my wife. This guy went to this and that. And he says, your uncle, why should they say that for? Because he's such a, this and his chutzpah. And the chiddush over here is that you mavaz yourself, okay? Because it shows that you lost your control. The father mavaz the friend because the friend got into a fight with you. What's the boizes ishtay? Why you mavaz your wife? Here we see a trans yisoy. Here's a tremendous sign in an hug in a house. It's a mistake. People think that their wives are their buddies. And they're friends. They can do whatever. Talk to them as they talk to people in yeshiva. And it's a mistake. First of all, you have to mechab them more. You ever see, sometimes you sit by people, the husband and wife's talking. Wife says, oh, it's such a pretty thing. It looks like this and that. The husband says, mechete, see. You know, how do you know? Like, it's not a chavrusa. Let her say, wow, yeah, maskim. You know, I think that's the reason. I don't think that's the reason, Bechlal. Prove it. Bring a raya. You know, she's not your friend. She doesn't know, I hear these things like, maybe I do it also, but I don't notice it. But I hear from other people saying, sounds like funny. Like, you know, she's not your chavrusa. Why can't you just say, yeah, I agree, and this and that. That's one thing. But here is something else. You're not allowed to come and complain to your wife that things that happened, it's a bad day, and I got into arguing with somebody. If you do that, you are mevazi yourself, mevazi your wife. You can speak many chashuva things to your wife. Rabbi Kivega writes a letter that she spent yoisim achatzais laila dvarim shayira v'musar with his wife. But to come home and complain, you're a melech. In the house, the wife, tachlis, her whole life surrounding the fact that you are the melech of the house. Rabbi Gimel says, you're like a president running for votes. Right? You're trying to get, you go to every country, you're trying to go, you're a prime minister, whatever it is, you're trying to get votes, people to vote for you, so you have to act your best. Every day you come home, you have to act your best in front of your family, that they should vote for Tati, he's the best. You have to present yourself in a certain way that they will give you respect. He said that when Reagan was shot, so they took him in the ambulance. President Reagan was a president about 40 years ago? 1984. So when he was a president, so he was shot. Usually every 20 years, a president was killed through shot. So he was the 20th, he was the 20th year, they shot him, and didn't kill him. So in the ambulance, they interviewed him. You know, that's a smart thing. It's the only American do that. How are you feeling, president? So he said, he made a joke. Why did he make a joke? Rick Miller said, because if he would have said, oh, I feel terrible, then the whole America would fall. The stock market would drop, and then the whole economy would fall apart. So he made a joke, like, nothing's happening. because he's boosting the morale of the United States. Ringman says that you are like that in the house. You have to boost the morale. You have to be an ish mechubed. Your wife wants to feel so she's part of this business, this conglomeration, this of something's chashiv. And if you go and you're mevaza yourself in front of your wife, then you're mevaza her. Because she's whole Maila is that she's married to someone chashiv in her eyes. And things people say, well, I should hide things from her. So Bachar once asked me, so I shouldn't on a date, shouldn't say things I do wrong. Don't say anything wrong. Don't. I'm telling you, if you're not married, maybe after Shabbat Bachar or even during Shabbat Bachar, so see your chasrainis. You can't hide them. There's no inyan to say things you did wrong. Pe'alachat's usher, Rambam says, Nechas Chuvah, you can't say things you did wrong. She doesn't have to know every single thing you did in your life. And there's no te'elis b'chshum davar. It's not hiding. Because she sees you as you are. Do you want to do these things wrong? No. So why are you allowed to go tell your wife, you know, I really messed up today. I wanted to learn, I just blew it. I met a friend of mine and I schmoozed and then I got caught off this and then they were hacking. And then they were coming outside with internet signs and I was looking and they had a macha and I was like, and all that seder. But tomorrow, Rish Hashem, why don't you tell her for it? You have a charata and she shouldn't know these things. You know, and I was, when I first went to join the Matzah Chabura, so I had certain things bothering me about the matzah I was in. And I used to come home every year after I came with the matzah. I said, ah, gewaldig. And I used to try to make myself geschmack. Because certain things bothered me. He said, I want to let... It was gewaldig, the matzah is a murdik. And Baruch Hashem, we have matzahs by Pesach. Then I switched chaburas. And I liked the second chabur I really liked very much. So I was very sufridin. So I didn't feel I had to make a whole issue. I come home. My wife says, something with the matzahs? Because then I didn't make a big deal about it. Something with the matzahs? I said, oh, no, really the last time was always, that was, now it's good, so I don't, but she, you know, so, but Baruch Hashem, there's a very, very good matzis. But you have to give a certain ruach. The atmosphere is based on the husband. And a husband is a pogum, he does things wrong, the wife will think that way about him. A wife is willing to be soivel, but certain things, but if the husband comes and says his chasreinus, then she feels like it's mevaza her. It's mevaza her. There's no inyan to say, anytime you say something, you tell your wife, you know, when I was in fourth grade, I got thrown out for a week. What did you say that for? It was a joke. But she looks down at you. I'll bring you a raya. This thing called Dor Yesharim. They don't tell anybody anything. Why can't you tell? Just match up a person who's a carrier with a non-carrier, and it works out nicely. Because once a person knows that he's a carrier, he's a pogrom. So therefore, even though it has no value, because you're marrying someone that's not a carrier, but you don't want to say because it's a pogrom. People don't look, even if it doesn't make a difference. I had a cousin that, when he was a boy, he was in high school, elementary school. He was a very wild boy. He found the main switch of electricity in the whole building, and he shut off all electricity in the whole entire school. And then there's a rule that you're not allowed to bring music boxes to school, play music. So he's blasting in the hallway, and the Manal was the heavy man. He said, who's that? And he started running, and the Manal's running after him and trying to cop him, and you know, he did a lot of mischief. And imagine he tells his wife. His wife is embarrassed. It's embarrassing. You're not supposed to put yourself down in front of your wife. You have to act like a mechubed, ish nechvad. And if you put yourself down, that's the Isra al tarba sicha meisha. Tarba sicha meisha means don't mevaza yourself in front of your wife. It's very important because you are the manik of the house. She feels she's lacking tachlis. What's the wife's? The whole life's tachlis is, as the Chazanish says, einei nesuais el baile limso chen beinel. Beinei baile. That's what the whole purpose is. The wife is to find favor. She lives for her husband. The whole purpose, what she does thing is for her husband. As you look in the parashas by the Shvatim, it says that they noilad ben le Yaakov. They run it for themselves, they won't have children. But they do things for the husbands. And if they have a husband that's not a matzliach, like a person, they feel very, very down about it. And it ruins the matzav ruach. It ruins the morale. If you have a worker that works for a schlepper, someone that's nobody, so the worker feels like, you know, I want to change my job. I don't feel matzliach because the boss is someone who's a schlepper. And I once had a chavruso when I first got married. Shana Rishayna, my chavruso and I were both chasanim. I got married, and he got married like 2 weeks after me. And what?
Tevis.
That's right. Oh, right. Tevis. Right. And Tevis got married, and maybe a couple weeks later, you come back to sit second seder, and we put our heads down for like an hour, because I thought maybe that's it. Second seder is never going to be the same again. Just can't get. I mean, sleeping. He's sleeping. I'm sleeping. But even when we were learning, it wasn't going. He wasn't. I couldn't learn with him. It wasn't geshmak b'chal. So it was in the middle of Shvat. I said it's Shvat till end of the zman. So I went to David Shustel, Shiva and Lakewood. I said it's not working out with my chavrusa b'chal. I didn't tell him we're sleeping, but even we're not sleeping. It doesn't. It doesn't work well. So I asked him, can I drop my chavrusa? So he says, well, what's the shah? He says, I just got married. Shan Roshayna, isn't that? He says, Shan Roshayna, you can't drop him. What's going to happen? He's going to come home and tell his wife, my chavrusa dropped me. It says, bells will start ringing. What's wrong with my husband? Why can't he have a chavrusa? He doesn't know what's going on in yeshiva. She doesn't know that a lot of people don't have chavrusas. And it starts bells ringing. Shan Roshayna, who did I marry? I wanted to marry a young man that knows how to learn. Obviously, he doesn't know how to learn because his chavrusa dropped him. So he told me you have to hang out to the end of the Zman, and then you could drop your chavrusa. So it's very important. The person has to be mechubin in the eyes of his wife. If he's not mechubin in the eyes of his wife, then it loses the chashivas of the whole ruach of the house. Not just she doesn't respect you, but the whole house is choyser cheshek. Choyser cheshek. There's a Gemara, in Shabbos, that the Bantad Rav Chisda, that Rav Chisda told his daughters, says the Gemara in Shabbos, says, Amar Chisda Levante, Tikve Tziniyosem Ba'apri Gevareichel, Lo Techle Nama Ba'apri Gevareichel. Don't eat bread in front of your husbands. Rashi says, Palmen Techle Harbe Tiskano Lov. If you sit, the wife's eating, and you see that she's like, she opens a kakash cake and she eats like half of it. Right? Imagine your wife eats a whole bowl of cookies. So I thought, you think women are not supposed to do that. Like, my wife is not really normal, right? So Rav Chisda tells us, children, when you want to fresh when your husband's not home. Eat all that big, shake and whatever you want to do. Eat it when she's not home. Come home and you eat a little bit. Why? I sheker. You're a fresher. Not sheker. You don't have to expose yourself to anything in front of your wife. And same thing, who didn't by your husband? The husband, the man. The man does something wrong out of the house, you keep it out of the house. He doesn't make a mistake, he didn't learn to say there. Don't come home and say, I blew it today and maybe tonight. Don't say, everything is nice. And it's not sheker. You're not mechuyev to mefarsim your chasrenis to your wife. That's called boize ishtoi. That's what the Avos Rav Nosson is saying. Don't come home and be a galah to your wife the things you do wrong with other people, because you're ruined the whole atmosphere of the house. It causes yiyush. The melech has to come home. The Rambam says, one of the ikri yisoydis of the bayis is lo yeh atzif. Don't come into the house ba'atzfis. Which means if you had a bad day, you have to make sure that you keep it out of the house. I had a young man that came over to me and says, like every Monday and Thursday, he was losing chavrusas. He dropped down, I switched this year, that year. He kept coming to me like this day, that. He says, my wife, she's just a tzaddikus. I come home and I complain to her, and she's mechazik me. I said, what are you doing? He says, but she smiles about it. She's accepting. What should she do? But you don't realize what you're doing to her. You realize she's trying to make the best of the situation, but you can't come home every single day and complain. I ruined the day again. You're ruining the whole, you're the leader of the boat. You're wrecking the ship. The house, people think that it's 50-50. Husband does 50 and wife does 50. Maybe, not. But the truth is, it's not that way with Chalal. The husband is the leader. He's the manig of the house. He's the mashpia. The whole family is being mashpia from a wife can do, probably does 100% more than why a husband does in the house. But as the ruach, the ruchnis tegamatzev, the atmosphere, the husband is 100%, really does everything. And if he comes home and ba'atzvis, and things are bothering him, then she feels that, what's the point? a younger man moved back to America, and he calls me up, and he's teaching in a modern school, and it was a disaster for him. And he used to come home and complain to his wife, this boy didn't listen, this girl was a co-ed, this girl, and this and that, he was complaining. So his wife told me the following. He says, I don't mind, I give up living in Eretz Yisrael. I don't like living among goyim. I can't handle those drugs around here. This preaches, it's terrible. I don't feel Shabbos. The Chol HaPachas, come home b'simcha. That I can be, if I can't, I, everything, if you come home b'simcha, then I can be soivu. But otherwise, I cannot be soivu b'chal. It's very important. A young man came to Eretz Yisrael by himself. Wife said, I'll be moist in nefesh, I'll watch the children, you just go for like 5 days, you go to Eretz Yisraelim, you go to this shmooze, that shmooze, and then you go to Meron for Shabbos, and many things. Kitzer, Erev Shabbos, he got a stomach virus, and he was in bed the entire Shabbos. So, he comes to me on Sunday and says, I was able to go. I said, don't tell your wife, you know, you were moist in nefesh, you did so much for me, I got sick, I didn't do anything. So I tell him, he decided that this iris of being in Yerushalayim, your kodesh and Shabbos is so much more that you saw Hashem really wants you to stay in Yerushalayim. That's what the truth is. He wants you to stay in Yerushalayim, give you stomachache. But you don't have to move. It's very important. People don't understand this nekuda enough that you have to have self-respect and show yourself as an ish mechuban in front of your wife. If you have problems, its best thing is to go find someone you could talk to. But your wife, you're the support system of your wife. Your wife's problem is she has to talk to you, and she has to come to complain to you because she has no one to complain to, no one to speak to. But a husband, I'm talking about a normal situation. A person in the chasron is sick, or he has no parnasa, and it's talking, which is much, the void is much more. But in a day-to-day situation, the husband has to have self-respect. Sometimes the wife says, it's not becoming of you. That's not how Bentar acts. Why? Because that's not what you have to perceive. You have to act in a certain anhaga. And that is very important for the whole ruach. The house has to be, you mentioned last time, Matthew Solomon said, a house is a mogen, is a miklat, it's an ori miklat from the entire atmosphere of the whole surrounding of what's outside. It means that it has to be a mokum where you feel it's geschmack to come into. A wife who comes home and knows that his wife, husband is not matzliach in what he's doing, then she doesn't feel good about it. And also feels she has pachad, insecurity. Imagine if the God of the door would say, Rabbeisai, I don't know what to tell you. It's very massive. You'd be very scared. The Adam Gadol. The only Derech Adam Gadol is mechazik. When Eli Melech, when he left Eretz Yisrael, went to Moav, it caused a riffian in the whole ruach of Klal Yisrael. The person has to realize his achrayis to the house. The more he acts Mechubid, more he comes in, as the Rambam says, lo ye otsev, not to be otsev. And nichol on this is nekuda that you have to have the Mishnah, people don't know, it's a very chashan nekuda. Ha-mikabos ka'odim b'sefer panim yofis. I'm not saying the person has the mikabos, ka'odim b'sefer panim yofis, the Mishnah says you should, but chol pachas, you have to come into the house b'sefer panim yofis. That's a Mishnah. Ha-mikabos b'sefer panim yofis is given by Har Sinai, not some medrash nelam. The mission picky office. And it's something that's important. The person has to spell a vek, bring out a certain ruach in the house. Certain ruach in the house. Whether Chaim Kieski brings a Kalar Abasi. The Kalar Abasi says, Amikabel is kol Adam. I feel Adam at Einata Yochel Lishoivloi Kableo Gamke Reserve Part of the Office. So Chaim Kieski. And he says, a Kalar Abasi, the Kalar Abasi says, Tzarech tamachachem yoyz orev l'kol odom l'ya k'deira she'en lo'y melech. You know what k'deira she'en lo'y melech means? Eat something that has no taste, like that challenge, you know, like the first challenge your wife made. She didn't put in salt in it, like so nice, delicious. But tamachachem, a husband, ben toyer, we are tamachachem. We cannot come into the house. It has to be. A person has to be margish. It says over there, which is also chiddush. But the person has to come into his house with a certain ruach. He can't come in and defile himself and to complain to his wife and tell her chesreinus. Even if you're joking, you know, I got thrown out of this, I did that, you know, when I was younger, I burnt this and I made it, firecrackers and this and that. You know, don't say, you know, I used to be doing this wrong and that wrong. You know, I used to be a bank robber, I was a little younger, and I was the one who stole the Regents. Remember that year when they canceled all the Regents with the main test in New York? I did it. No, don't, you have to be fired. You know, I know someone who, in my shir, was Mikal, the Rebbe. I remember he came in with a t-shirt with like 11, number 11 on it or something like that. He has his feet on the desk, and he said something, no pep to the Rebbe. Now he's a Kaddish. I know he is. He's a ish Kaddish b'yoyser. He's going to tell his wife that's what he said. Why say that? Even though now you're very chashuv, but to say that you belittle yourself, and this brings up the ramah of the whole family. They respect you, and they appreciate you, and they gain from you, and it brings a simcha in the house. And it's very important to realize the chrayis of a word in the house, how much it's mashpia on us and on the whole family as a whole.